From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the government team travels to the Middle East to investigate an explosion and subsequent fire aboard a South Korean-operated cargo ship anchored in the Strait of Hormuz. An appellate court reduces former Prime Minister Han Duck-soo's prison term from 23 years to 15 years. And K-pop supergroup BTS in Mexico City as part of their tour is greeted by tens of thousands of Mexican fans at the Presidential Palace. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. A government team has traveled to the Middle East to investigate an explosion and subsequent fire aboard a South Korean-operated cargo ship anchored in the Strait of Hormuz. The Oceans Ministry said three investigators from the Korea Maritime Safety Tribunal and four experts from the National Fire Agency landed in Dubai at around 4:20 a.m. Thursday local time. They'll start work once the vessel, the 38,000-ton HMM Namu, is towed to port. Rosenbach has the details.
A tugboat has arrived in waters off the United Arab Emirates, where the HMM Namu is anchored, to assist in moving the damaged ship to a port in Dubai. The South Korean shipping firm HMM, which operates the Panamanian-flagged vessel, said preparations for the towing operation would start early Thursday local time. It could take a few hours to establish secure tow lines and conduct gear and safety checks, and up to 10 hours to tow the cargo ship some 70 kilometers to Dubai. HMM said there should be no problems towing the ship, which showed no signs of flooding or hull damage, and predicted that it would arrive by Friday morning, if not earlier. Once the ship enters port, a full-scale investigation will begin to determine what caused the explosion and the fire. The special seven-member government team already in Dubai will work with HMM's own investigators to review recorded video data captured by the surveillance system on the ship, examine the engine room that caught fire, and speak with crew members. The disabled Namu will also have to undergo repairs at an area shipyard before it can return to sea. There are four other HMM vessels stranded in the Persian Gulf due to Iran's effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz, a response to ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. Other ships that were near the Namu when the explosion occurred earlier this week have moved to waters near Qatar. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Speaking to reporters at the White House on Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump said Iran has agreed that it cannot have nuclear weapons.
They want to make a deal. We've had very good talks over the last 24 hours, and it's very possible that we'll make a deal. Yeah, please.
His remarks came amid media reports suggesting that Washington and Tehran are negotiating a one-page memorandum of understanding to end the war. In a phone interview with PBS News earlier, the U.S. president said it was possible for the negotiations to be concluded before his planned visit to China for summit talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping on May 14th and 15th. An appellate court has reduced former Prime Minister Han Duck-soo's prison term from 23 years to 15 years, while maintaining the lower court's guilty verdicts for insurrection and other offenses for abetting and failing to prevent former President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law action in late 2024. The Seoul High Court handed down the 15-year sentence on Thursday, but upheld Han's conviction on most of the same charges. Defining the December 3rd martial law attempt as an insurrection, the court said the former prime minister played an active part in it by proposing that Yoon convene a cabinet meeting before issuing his decree. South Korea's presidential office says it intends to review recent changes to North Korea's constitution, which reflect regime leader Kim Jong-un's two-states doctrine and omit all references to inter-Korean kinship and national reunification. An official from Seoul's top office said Thursday that the Lee Jae-myung administration will conduct a comprehensive review of the amendments and related matters. The official said Seoul plans to consistently pursue its policy of peaceful coexistence on the Korean Peninsula based on that review.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
K-pop supergroup BTS is in Mexico City for a long-awaited concert tour, and the band has received a presidential welcome. A day ahead of their first show, the seven artists greeted tens of thousands of fans together with the president of Mexico. Pedro Yan has more.
Mexico, mucho picante!
As BTS appeared on the balcony of Mexico's Palacio Nacional, fans went wild. Standing next to Mexican President Claudio Sheinbaum, the BTS members greeted some 50,000 fans after their meeting at the palace Wednesday.
Did you miss us? We missed Mexico a lot. The energy here is incredible. Thank you for loving us so much. See you next time. Goodbye.
It's the band's first trip to Mexico in 9 years, and concerts are scheduled for Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Estadio GNP Seguros in Mexico City. Fans from across the country came to see the K-pop group.
We came from Monterrey to support BTS, and we're very excited to go to tomorrow's concert.
I have known BTS since I was 13 years old. I am 25 now, and I am extremely excited. I have been waiting for them for almost 10 years, so I am really, really excited.
Sheinbaum told the fans she'd already asked the South Korean boy band to come back next year. In a letter to South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in January, Sheinbaum asked for more BTS shows in Mexico after tickets to this week's concert sold out in less than an hour. BTS is on its Arirang World Tour, which runs through March 2027. Paejuan, KBS World Radio News.
The Royal Culture Festival drew some 720,000 visitors this year. According to data released by the Korea Heritage Service's Royal Palaces and Tomb Center and the Korea Heritage Agency on Thursday, 725,281 people took part in the event, officially named the K-Royal Culture Festival, which ran from April 25th to May 3rd. The total was about 26,000 higher than last year and marks the highest attendance since the Spring Festival began. The number of overseas visitors also jumped during the period. Foreign visitors to Jongmyo Shrine and the four major palaces in Seoul, Gyeongbokgung, Changdeokgung, Changgyeonggung, and Deoksugung, total 183,427, up by 33% from a year earlier. New data finds that nearly 4 out of 10 apartments in Seoul sold last month were sold at prices lower than the previous transaction price, following an increase in urgent sale of properties. According to analysis that real estate platform Jikbang and Yonhap News Agency conducted Thursday on the Transport Ministry's data on real estate transactions, 39.6% of Seoul apartments sold in April were sold at lower prices than previous transactions as of Wednesday. The drop is the sharpest to be posted since the 40.4% decline posted in December 2024. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index hit a fresh closing high on Thursday for the second day in a row. The KOSPI gained 105.49 points, or 1.43%, to close at 7,490.05. The index opened up 1.55% at 7,499.07, reaching a new intraday high after Wednesday's 7,426.6. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ, meanwhile, fell 10.99 points, or 0.91%, to close at 1,199.18. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chae.